Download the free All-Star FM official app for iPhone and Android. Search All-Star FM in the App Store.
Hi, I'm Wakefield Wildcats Danny Kermond, and when I'm not taking Snapchats, I listen to Rugby AM's Mad Monday.
Alex Simmons, you bottleless git! I can't speak!
Hello, my name is Brian Carney. You're listening to Rugby AM. Why should you get a job on?
Stop your messing around.
I've told you.
But don't tell anyone.
That's right. That's it. I've got the clock. This is the 10-minute podcast. Keith Senior, Alex Wormsley, Lou McCaffrey Scarsbrook. Been doing a little warm-up in the back room. We started the podcast with your favourite tune, Louis, which is...
Message to you, Rudy.
What a tune. We're going to finish it off with Alex Wormsley's, which is...
AC/DC, You Shook Me All Night Long.
Nice.
That's quite so, out for you, all that is, isn't it?
Took
is
20 minutes to find it, didn't it?
Boys, great to have you on the show. Thank you very much. And this podcast probably a little bit more informal, more of a discussion than an interview. We'll start with the Galapagos, because it's a fantastic story. If you tell us all about, tell us, who is the Galapagos?
You came later. You came early, sorry, didn't you? Came early and we were
in. Always come early.
That's why. That's why. And then all of a sudden, this turtle
came over
the hill and came into Saints.
Goes by the name of Kyle Amor.
Yeah.
The Galapagos.
Is that his nickname at the club? He tells me he's the strongest man. He's the tightest man, but he's the strongest man in Saints.
And he's also the slowest man when it comes to playing the ball.
He's the strongest man in Saints.
Always upset by that.
Wow. Wow.
Statement.
Wow. So you're strongest breath.
No, yeah, he's notorious. I would dig for finding his back. Most of them always want to find the front, and you know, Kyle's does the best at finding his back and giving us the 47 play the ball. So when things are going too fast and we want to slow the tempo down a bit, we call out the Galapagos and big Kyle sends in a cavi and you know, slows things down.
Now, you're the champions, the current Super League champions. How did it feel to get your hands on a winner's ring? Because Alex, you know, you've come the long way, and Louis, you've come from London, and probably a few years ago, if we'd have said to you in 2014 you'd be the champions of Super League, you'd have probably both laughed.
Nah.
I'm going to say silence for the best.
No, because... I came up here to win things, and I think it was a great experience. And like I said on the show, I think to do it with such a great bunch of lads that we had at that time and we've got now, I think it was an honour, and it'll always be in my memory. So I'll always have that ring on my side until someone nicks it, I say.
Or you pawn it in
when you're
Well, Keith made a career out of selling his kit. Can you give the boys any advice about selling kit on also warm socks to gay guys?
Do you message him on Facebook, Kim?
Yeah.
I get a message off some guy on Facebook asking for some socks all the time.
Sweaty socks.
Well, when you become an international, if that ever happens, and you man up a bit.
He's so right.
Yeah, he used to pay me £50 a pair just for a pair of socks.
Genius.
Oh, I used to send him.
I've been ignoring him for about 4 years.
I still don't think he's as bad as James Robey. James Robey sold a bag of rubble on eBay.
A bag of rubble?
And I'm not lying. The man come round and picked up the bag of rubble.
Bearing in mind, James Robey's on about 400,000
pounds. 400 million pounds. Lives in a nice house.
Yeah.
Lovely cars. Still puts a bag of rubble on eBay.
Fantastic.
Legend. Absolute legend.
Keith, Alex has come from from Batley. Can you see any of your boys making the step up for Sheffield? Or can you see Sheffield getting up to Super League and playing against these kind of guys?
Well, it's going to be difficult. I think, you know, in the next few years, I think these two will probably retire by the time Sheffield get it. So I've not given you a very long career.
Good for you. Your knees.
But yeah, that's a dream and aspiration, and you know, these boys have proved it. You can start at the lower clubs, you know, Bartley, coming through the system, and your dreams can come true. And like we said, grand final winners' rings.
Al, you've had three key clubs, Bartley, Dewsbury Celtic and St Helens. Which is your favourite ever club to play?
Oh, you're going to really, really annoy some people. Know, he's still in all the groups.
I'm getting kicked out of the WhatsApp now. I've got to
stick at
my own boys and my Celtic lads.
You
know, I think it was when you get to play with your best mates who you've grown up with all your life, and you know, it's a special time when you get to play with your pals, and going out on a Saturday, you know, doing things you shouldn't really be doing, you know, on a weekly basis. It's the great memories there, to be honest. But you know, I've been at two fantastic clubs after that, in Bartley and you know, now St Helens.
Louis, international rugby. Keith mentioned him. Didn't say a lot about you playing international rugby.
No.
Can you ever see yourself playing for England? Obviously, the Sarge has got through from the London boys and played last year. Were you a bit envious watching Sarge run around?
Oh, nice. No, I think it's fantastic that obviously he's getting a go. I think he done it hard. He went London, earned his stripes, and obviously Wigan picked him up and knew that he was a talent, and he got into there. But no, not envious. No, just hopefully I can play well for Saints, and if I do get picked, then it's a nice little bonus. You go and play somewhere, live in a hotel for a bit, so it'd be alright, get away from the missus.
Now, the marquee signing came in last week. If you could pick any player to play for Saints, any player in the world, who would you pick, Louis?
Go to Big Al first.
Go on, Big Al.
I'll pass it back to Louis, because
I'm just going to go back to you. I play blue tennis.
Well, you've got to look at your Greg English as all your big names over there, haven't you? So
all the big names.
Yeah.
All the big names. Dennis
Lear. I was trying to pick names,
to be honest. I was struggling with that one. But either that or, look.
So who's the bloke with the scrum at?
Which one? Dugan.
Polyacina. Chris Hill.
What's his name? Halfback.
Thurston.
Thurston, there you go. Yeah. I'd like to see him over. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Not a lot about him.
Never seen him.
I've heard he's good.
We spoke about on the field, but off the field, Louis, obviously you're a married man now, so obviously, you know, you're not as, you know, out and about as you used to be, but what do you do off the field nowadays?
What I do probably off the field is sit at home and look after the boy, let him run riot, and then just get on with my plumbing course. I do like a plumbing course.
So, yeah, is that what you're going to be then?
Yeah, I've got nothing else upstairs. I'm good with my hands.
Yeah.
A lot of women would say that. Yeah, plumbing. I think I've got to get a trade behind me. I think my mum and dad have been banging on at me for ages to get a trade behind me.
You're a bit of a dirty man, aren't you? Was in the hygiene side of things, so do you like getting into the drains and into the guts?
I'm probably one of the cleanest men you've ever smelled. I'm always smell lovely, mate. Always smell lovely.
It's just you're living accommodation.
Yeah. It's just been living accommodation. I don't pick up after me. I mean, missus knows that.
And what about you? Are you expecting another child as well?
Yeah.
How has being a dad changed you as a person?
I don't think it has. I think it's made me more energetic. I'm more tired in the morning, but as the day goes on, I get more energetic. So I think he's alright, because he's a bit like me.
Alex, not too there. Off the field, what else have you been doing apart from Tinder?
I've been getting physio on my light bulb.
Too many swags.
Any girls wanting a new boyfriend, Alex, are you available?
Need to go to be having extra. Potentially.
Just remember, he's got
a lonely heart columnist, is it? I live with young Greg Richards, to be honest. So.
Is he as fat as people say?
Honest to God, I spent half my time picking up sausage roll flakes. We wouldn't see
one time.
His shower wasn't working. You came round to mine for a shower, and he'd gone onto gone up to his room for a shower and Greg's, and he looked underneath his bed and a full of sausage roll packets, chocolate bars. He's got like a secret stash underneath
his
bed.
Well, I got in the shower, I washed myself in the shower, and as I'm walking out, I thought, I can't go in his room without doing something, I'm going to do something.
Yeah.
So I went, oh, I lift up his bed. As I lifted up his bed, it looked like Willy Wonka had just fallen on me. All the crisp packets and all that, and I shouted him, he came running up there with. And he went, well, that's why.
That explains his body fat, because we, as a household goes, we eat quite often, don't we? And then we've always wondered why Greg's fats tend to go up. And it's when we found, you know, half of Greg's underneath his bed. A lot of steak bakes and all, you know.
At the beginning of the season, Kieran Cunningham was due to send a load of young lads out on loan, but he kept them, lads like Joe Greenwood, because he said they were so good. He was shocked at the talent coming through the system. Have you been impressed by the next wave of Saints players?
Nah, yeah, I think
you're a bit worried, to be honest, because you're looking at 18 months and you're on a new deal.
Yeah, I need to have a word with Mark Rush quickly. No, it's the talent is class coming through. I think you got like Joe Grimmer, like you said, Andre Savelio, you got Greg Richards and Luke Thompson that are coming through, and they're doing fantastic for us.
Fantastic. 30 seconds to go. Any final thoughts, Alex? This season, are you going to win the Grand Final or the Challenge Cup? Are you going to finish up with a trophy?
I hope so. And Kyle's tight.
Yeah.
The Galapagos!
Guys, thank you for coming on to Rugby AM. It's been fantastic. We'll catch you back here another time. Check out this on iTunes, and we're finishing off the podcast with AC/DC, and that is exactly 10 minutes.
And it went 10 minutes without swearing.
Yes!
Perfect.